The old infirmary keeper took a sip of his drink and started.
Old travellers tell, at the midnight bell, when the night dark covers all, mid the falling snow, when the cold winds blow, of the ghost that walks Red Wall.
Baby Mole emitted a gruff squeak and hid trembling beneath his blanket.
But I be greatly afeard of ghosters.
A small, fat otter joined him.
I'm afeard, too. Hold on to me, matey. They won't get usins.
When silence had been restored, Holly Berry continued.
Yes, the ghost that haunts the stairways goes slowly on his beat, moaning low in the moonlight's glow. Give me young ones to eat.
Several young mice squealed and dived beneath the bed, and Thura's beaker rattled nervously against his teeth as he tried to drink some cordial.
I'm glad I ain't a young'un, mucker.
Ding-Eye whacked him soundly on the head.
Belts off and listen, frog's bum.
The storyteller continued his grisly tale.
Then one night, as the lightning was flashing and the thunder was crashing out booms, the beastly phantom came a-haunting into this very room. When up stood a young one, pale as the ghost, and to the spirit said, "How dare you moan round here at night and wake me from my bed?" The ghost sprang at him with a cry, "Woo-hoo, I'll eat you whole!" The pale mouse laughed as he replied, "You'll need a great big bowl, for I am Martin the Warrior, the spirit of Red Wall. Whilst I protect this abbey, you'll eat no beast at all."
The mice beneath the bed raised a cheer at the name of their hero. Hollyberry stood, drawing a long ladle from his habit sleeve.
Then Martin drew his trusty sword and chopped that ghost apart. He sliced his nose, he carved his ears, he whacked its legs and head. He chopped its claws, he hacked its jaws, then to the ghost he said, "Be sure to brush up all your bits. Good night. I'm off to bed."
Applause and relieved laughter greeted the fitting end of the Ghost of Redwall. Creatures were settling down to await the next story when Thrugan, mischievously, tossed a crust of jam-smeared bread into Ding-Eye's lap and whooped,
"Oh dear, look out, it's the ghost's tail!"
The panic-stricken stoat bowled Thura and Arula tip over tail as he leapt up, startled. It was some time before the laughter subsided and order was restored. Ding-Eye brushed the floor with his paws, laughing nervously as he searched.
That were no ghost tale at all. It was a trick.
Thura had scoffed the crust. He clipped Ding-Eye's ears smartly.
"Of course it was the ghost tale, not lead. It's vanished, ain't it? Only a real ghost tale could vanish."
Ding-Eye stared at the empty floor and shuddered.
"Never should have come to this red old place, mocker."
Suddenly, Sister Nasturtium's clear voice cut across them.